Since Mew contains the DNA for all other Pokemon, that would mean that he's technically the first Pokemon, right? But then Arceus is the god of all the Pokemon, and he's technically the one that created everything, so he'd be the first Pokemon, right? It's actually a really complex timeline. I'm going to attempt to explain it in 90 seconds or less, so bear with me. And if you didn't know, there's actually a Pokemon multiverse, so we're going to try and stick to one timeline here. In the beginning, the universe was completely void, and out of that void came the very first Pokemon egg, and out of it hatched Arceus. And Arceus was like, man, this nothingness is pretty boring, so let me create life. Arceus then created Palkia, Dialga, and Giratina, who had the power over space, time, and matter, respectively. Giratina, however, was a butthead and didn't want to play nice, so he was banished. Fast forward a very long time, and now we have an Earth that has nothing on it, and to make it livable, Arceus created three more Pokemon, Rayquaza, Kyogre, and Groudon. Kyogre's task was to create the oceans, Groudon's task was to create the continents, and Rayquaza's task was to create the atmosphere. Now that Earth was ready to support life, Arceus created three more Pokemon, Uxie, Azelf, and Mesprit, and these were the Pokemon of willpower, emotion, and knowledge, which were essential for human life. Great, now we have a livable planet, and this is where Mew comes into play. And there wasn't just one Mew, there's actually many of them. And these Mew would eventually evolve into the Pokemon that we know today. So technically, yeah, Mew would be the first Pokemon on the terrestrialized Earth, but he was not the first Pokemon in existence. One of these days, I'd like to do an entire video on the Pokemon timeline, but I definitely need more than 90 seconds for that. But hopefully this one was good enough to simplify things for you.